Continuing now in Daf Tes Amud Beis, we're discussing now the nafkamina between Shvuas, the two shitas of how to define Sheker and Shav. What makes something known to the point where it would become Shav? We have the machlokas of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So today Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yehuda, says, Afilu Be'o Margalita. We're talking about over here now the Mishnah that says, what is a Shvuas Shav? So it brings, the Mishnah says, Nishba Lishanot Zayadua La'adam. So he claims that a margalit that he saw was as big as an ape. Which, there's no such thing. So that would be shav. So now we ask, vein afilu. Why does it say afilu? What do you mean afilu? Why it says over there afilu dates a the size of a margalit. Why is that afilu? Isn't that portion that that's considered to be nishba l'shano tayadua? Ella, it must be saying, ezer shura shav, kegun be'o margalita, that this is considered to be a shura shav. In other words, that only where it's known completely, it's considered to be a shura shav.
Clearly an exaggeration.
Clearly and absolutely nobody would say that there's really such a thing. Tana. It says in the Braita, "V'shem shenidrei avayim mutar and kachshuas avayim mutaris." So if you're no there with the case that we had with Kikorat Beit Abad, we had yesterday. Oh, by the way, that picture is mamish that you sent me. And I sent a picture of Kikorat Beit Abad. It was mamish Muruba. Oh, yeah.
What did
that? Say it.
Rebbe was right.
Yeah. Not the name of all of here.
But
he sent a beautiful picture of it. Remember, we were discussing whether there's a plate that was on top of the mamish perfect picture. And those are originals, I assume. The plates.
The wood is not.
No, the plates. I said the plates are originals. I would imagine that.
Okay, I'm not. And the one next to it, the stone is original from Bar Chaim, and they just supported it. And the one that Rebbe was looking at, I don't remember.
Okay, so over there, if you say Kikorat Beit Abad, he doesn't become Asur Achilas Peiros. So if he's Nishba Beguzma, let's assume that that means that he says Peirot Olam Alai, I Asur myself in eating Peirot, in the same way, even though Shavuos is more Chomer. It's also considered to be that it didn't really mean to Asur. V'atani Shavuos Havai Asuris. What do you do with the fact that the Brisa says the opposite? Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rapidas answers, Kaan b'mami din. It's talking about Shavuos Havai being Asuris. It's talking about that he's claiming that I did not mean it, Darav Guzma. I mean it very seriously. B'kaan b'shem b'mami din. It says it's Mutoris. It's talking about that I said it, Darav Guzma. And therefore the Peirot were not Ne'asar lo. Om Rababa. Rababa answers, no. Afilu te mekaan b'mami din. It doesn't make any nafkamina. Even if the guy says that he didn't mean it derech guzma, it's still not a problem. Why? Because, a little change in gears over here, kan b'meichal shu'al nechasav, and the case over here is, the shu'as v'ayz mutores, that the shu'a is, that he won't be nene from his nechasim. So over there, the Shvuat Nechasai Alayim Nechasav Mutarim. What he's saying, even though he's being Mahamai, his Nechasim aren't awesome. But when it says Shvuat Havai Asurais, it's referring to the Isser of Shvuat Shav. That means Asurais, that the property is Asurais. Certainly property isn't Asurais, because it's not a serious statement. No different than, but as far as the Isser, as by Nidre Havai, there's no Isser of Neder Shav, that you're going to give him Malkus. But over here, you'll get Malkus. Lukas, Loka, that's all that it means. Because this is a Shavuos Shav, that is Mishan Es Hayadua. We had this discussion in the Bible. Kishem Shinidrei Zerozin Mutarin Kach Shavuot Zerozin Mutarot. Okay, so now in the Braita, it also says that Nidrei Zeruzim are the Shavuot Zeruzim are also Mut. That little change in Yerusha. Od Yi. This case over here is b'meichal shvul nechasav shvuah nechasai alai if, and then it's mezari, nechasav mutari, But that doesn't mean that he won't get Malkus, another Shvuas Nizuri. He says, Shvuah, that all mine, I will not be Nene from anything that I own. If I sell you this for one penny less than a seller, let's say, right? Same case as Nidre Zeruzah. So over there it's clear that he always meant Shlosha, but since it's a Shvuah that is not really meant as a Shvuah, he's using a Shvuah for no purpose, basically. The Shvuah itself doesn't mean anything, because he never meant what he's saying, that I won't sell it to you for Pachas Misela. So it boils down to Shvuah Shav. Therefore he'll get Malkus. Chizkiyama, Ha'hein de mishtabeya al train dinon, train lo kemishim Shvuah Shav. If you swear that 2 equals 2, so then you'll be loka on Shvuah Shav. You say 2 people. So there's 2 people. So something that does not require any verification, any insistence that it's so. You want to swear that 2 equals 2. That's a Shvuah Shav, because it serves no purpose. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rishimim ben Lakish says, Ahim dechoma mitra nochis. You see, it rained. It starts to rain. A little change in Gerson. And he says, Vamar, he says, ah, Kiri, Peri Berichsa. Oh, wow. The Perot are now going to go down in price, sir. Oh, sir, I swear it's going to go down in price. So if you look at Mishum Shuvah Shav, because over here when he says Kiri, he means Hashem, Loshon Adnus. Is Kiri? Thousands. Anyway, 5. Sure. Kiri, Rashi brings it off. So Kiri is considered to be a Lashon of Adnut, and therefore it's as if he's referring to Hashem. So that's a Shvuah Shav. Obviously, if it rains, so then prices are going to go down, there'll be more tefillah. Reb Chunya, Reb Yaakov Bar Avi, B'shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, says that there were Esrim V'arba Buliot, there were 24 cities. Ayub Yehuda, Lukulam Chavu Mishum Shvuah Shav, which was Emes, even though nobody would swear falsely, but they would swear just to be ma'amet things that everybody knew were true. Dichtiv l'shavi keiti et b'nechem. Read that as a statement. L'shavi keiti et b'nechem. For the oven of Shvuah Shavi keiti et b'nechem. Now, taman taninan, we have the Mishnah in Shvuas. Shvuah shelo ochal kikarzu. Shvuah shelo ochlena in the Mishnah. V'achla, so eino chayav ala achas, right? So the Mishnah says over here, it's a Shvuah Zbitui, that's all Mishnah, it's a Shvuah Zbitui, shechayav ala zbeina malkus, v'ashmi yasa karbon ala v'yarit. So when you say, zu hi Shvuah Zbitui, the Bab is also medayik this thing. What is the meaning of zu hi Shvuah Zbitui? What's it being memayit? Is it being memayit nidarim, that if you say the same thing, you say, konam alaiki kaza, konam alaiki kaza, konam alaiki kaza, that there you would be chayev for each mimer, because a neder would be chal on a neder, but a shvu won't be chal on a shvu. Is that true? Davar shilub in a darim, asur b'shvuot mutar, is that true? That something mutar and shvuos will be chayev in a neder on each one of them? I mean, if you asur the chayfets, so what's it going to be chal on now, the neder? How could it be chal again on the same chayfets? Isn't the same svara? Lo hada amret, when it's saying, zo yishvas bitui, it's not referring to the Mishnah over there, Shvuah Shelo Achal El Al Hada. It's referring on Echad Dvarim Shel Atzma V'Yachad Shel Acherim. If you take a Shvuah, whether that's with you or somebody else, you'd be chayav for Shvuah's Bitui. So in other words, if a guy says, I will now give so-and-so something, or I will not give so-and-so something, that's a Shvuah. Where Sha'im came, Omer Abba, Vashem Shmuel, Shvuah Shenatan Ploni Loploni Mona, Vinimsa Shalonatan, the Achash in Biadola Abba, in Biadola Abar. When it comes to a Shvuah, you can only say, I swear that so and so gave to so and so money. Then it turns out to be Sheker. So you think that's a classic Shvuah Sheker, but it's not. Because a Shvuah needs to be reversible so that it can be said about the Ovar and the Atid. So over here, since it's in Biadola Abba, You cannot make a shrua that so-and-so will give so-and-so, because that has nothing to do with you. You can make a shrua that you will give so-and-so. So if you said, I swear I didn't give so-and-so, there you'd be chayim and shrua sheker, because you could say, I will give so-and-so. But over here, since you're never chayim and shrua sheker sha'ava, unless it's possible, to make the same shrua that it will happen, liatid, and that you will do so, over here that's not possible. Therefore, you're not chayev on a shvua l'shavar either. So if that's the case, ashkach tani, we now find that when it says those words, zohi shvua, it's al tartehon, it's coming now to be memayit, that if you're nishba nedover biyad achirim, where you're not chayev mishum sheker, it's memayit dafka with a shvua, that we have this kind of situation. Over there, indeed, Shvua, it says, La ra leitiv, and we dash that, the shavar, and so on. Masha inkin, if you're talking about, so over there you're chayev. But, here's a change. Zech chomer le shavar, mishalavo, sha'omer lo ochal lo ochal chayev alachat, lo ochal te chayev alachat viachad. So in other words, even though normally we say whatever is not la'abat, is not la'avar, but in terms of shvua chal al shvua, the sha'avar is more chomer than on the shalavo. Because if you say that I will not eat something, so then ein iser chal al iser. But if you make a shvua 10 times that you didn't do something, obviously there's nothing that is being chal on. It's each time it's a shvua sheker. Over there you don't say ein shvua chal al shvua. Right? So therefore, over there, that's what it says. Zui shvua sheker. In this element of shvua sheker, it's more chomer if it would be l'sha'avar, and that's the meaning. So the zeh chomer, if you make a shvua in that direction, it would be indeed chal. Reb Shimon ben Lakish boy kamei Reb Yochanan. Ma ba Reb Yakiva lahosif al divrei Beit Hillel. Reb Yakiva comes along, and Reb Yakiva said neder shuvut ar mikzasai hutar kulei. Bepashtas, that was the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in the Mishnah. What exactly? Right. Remember the case of the Mishnah is you see some people eating figs, and the guy's father was Benayim, and it says over there according to Beit Shammai that the others remain aser. Beit Hillel says no, since the father is mutter, the all of them are mutter. That's basically the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nasa. So what is Rabbi Akiva adding more than Beit Hillel? Look, that's what Beit Hillel is saying. They say Neder Shuvut Mikzasei Hutar Kula. Ki Hod the Tanin and Taman, like we have later on, where a case where he said he won't eat meat. Remember we had the case we had at the Batli, he won't eat meat. It turned out that there was a Yontif, he had realized the Yontif in the middle, so we're Paseya for the Yontif. So over there, we said, if it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Akiva, we would have said the Yontif is Mutter and the rest of the days are us. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and he says, no, once it boils a bottle for Yontif, and because of that, the entire thing is bought. Until that's where Ibn Azza, ah, Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, Veline, Neder Shuta Mikzot, Miklolo is Lashnir, Hutter Kula. If any element of Neder is Mutter, so what's the Chiddush? Why isn't this clear? That Beit Hillel would have said exactly that. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, said like this, no. Ma'in taman nadar, shu tzarich hakirat chacham, adoma nere shabbat ha-mikzasa batal kula, kan she'ina tzarich hakirat chacham lo kol shekin, obviously Rabbi Akiva is being Moses. Because in the case of a year, the only time that we find is that it's not chal is because it's nidre shigogas. I never meant the shvua. The whole thing's a mistake. If I know my father was there, I never would have made the shvua. So I understand that in such a case, the shvua as stated is a mistake. Completely. I don't even have to go to a chacham. So if I don't have to go to a chacham, then the whole thing is bottle. I would never have said this. Comes on Rabbi Akiva to say, how about if the netter is a kosher netter? The netter is chal. Now we're coming along and we're saying, good, it's a wonderful netter you made. But had you known that would have ostered you from eating on Yom Tov, would you have made the neder? So that requires a Pesach. Right, she's going to say, because I have a Pesach on a Chelek Benedah, that means the whole thing is a Nidrash Shabbat. We turn the whole, there's a tremendous difference between a Petach, where I'm saying I wouldn't have, certainly not saying it's the equivalent of a Mekach Tolut, am I? It's not the same thing as Nidrei Shagot, because it don't require Heter. I'm saying that the Torah gave an additional option for being Matir and Neder on, based on the Heter of a Chacham, where it's reasonable to say that the man was not fully committed to what he was saying. It certainly is not going to be Batul Me'elav, just like a Mekach would have been Batul Me'elav and a Mekach Ta'ut. You can't come back and say to a guy who spent money on a car, you say to him, well, would you have bought that car if it turned out that four-wheel drive makes it so heavy that it's costing you double the money to run it? And the guy says, no, I wouldn't have. So therefore what? The Mekach is Batul? Of course not. The Mekach is only Batul on something that anybody under those circumstances, if you tell him, if you would have known that the car was in a terrible accident that was put together with bubble gum, well, it's okay then, obviously. You better return it. Then obviously, I wouldn't have bought the car. That's a Mekach Tos. But when it comes to Nidorim, the tremendous nafkamina between Nidrish Gogas and Nidorim that require a Petach, would you have known, if not for Rabbi Akiva, that even in Neder Shabbat HaMitzvot Shabbat HaKulo, because of a Petach, we would say the whole thing is considered to be not there? So you ask me, what is he adding? He's adding tremendously. If the Neder was Chal, nonetheless, it's still considered to be Batul through the Petach. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Loss is a different terence. Mishum Neder Ta'ut, Beit Hillel was being Matir over there, is not being matter because of Neder Shurta Mikzasa Hutakulam. He's being matter it because of Nidrei Ta'ut. He's saying, in a case where a guy said, had I known my father was there, I never would have been Neder at all. Because Lamaisa, no matter how I would have said it, it would have reflected poorly. So I would have said, you're all Asher except for Abba. People would have thought for a moment I was Asher and Abba. If I say Ploni, you're Asher Ploni, they're going to think I'm going to ultimately get to Asher Abba. I would never have opened my mouth. It's a terrible pagia and keep it out. So I would never have been Neder. Never have been Neder over there. That's not because Neder should have been Mikzosa. It's the whole thing is one big mistake. I need Rabbi Akiva to tell me that even where the person says, I would have been Misak and Eloshin, I was a Kulcheb Chutz Mi'Abba. Or completely, depending on how you understand the Gemara. Completely change the Lashon. Zev, Elezev, Elezev. I don't care how you look at it. In that case, maybe even Beis Hillel wouldn't have said that to Tzatzor Tekunah. So you don't have to come to say that the case of Rabbi Akiva is Dafka, where you're being Matar Al Pichacha. Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush is even where you're being Matar because of Nidrei Shegagais, but not a Neder that you say, I never ever would have made it at all. That not. Right? Comes along with the Akiva to be Matzadeh.